Going to read well tonight. We're going to read some out of 1 John, Little John, 2nd chapter. Pretty familiar scripture. Tonight, don't know altogether what we'll do. May not do anything, just read. If we do, that'll be okay. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. Appreciate you being here tonight, and those of you listening in. Second chapter, 1 John, first epistle of John, Little John, or what you want to call him. Starting with the first verse. It says, "My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. There is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But we have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a good bit of scripture, a lot in this chapter, a lot that you probably heard spoke on and preached on and all kinds of things. But nonetheless, it's the word of the Lord. And there's not anything that's any better for God's people than the word. They most certainly not. There's several things that I know that is addressed in this chapter, and it's a continuation of that of the first chapter. And John gets into some things that of that, even of that day, that brethren, was problems with the churches. But I want to talk to us just a little bit, the Lord being our helper. And I'm honest tonight, I don't know what we're going to do all together, but we got just a little bit of a thought. And it's a strange thought in one sense of the way, but far as the thought, but this scripture sort of tells you and teaches us the right thing about what I have. So I'm just going to give you the question that I have. Are you in the know? Are you in the know? A lot of folks today, they think that they know something, or maybe they do know something, but they won't tell everybody. And it ain't for everybody. I don't know, and I'm just going to start this. You just bear with us for just a little bit. I've been in meetings before, and they'd bring out some things in those meetings. They say, now this is not commonly known. In other words, everybody don't know this. It's what they'd tell you, and they say, we don't want everybody to know it, not right now. But you're one of them that are in the know. And I ask tonight, are you one of them that's in the know? What do you mean, preacher, in the know? Well, this scripture teaches us and tells us a good bit about knowing. Knowing. He writes it just as plain as I know can be written. He said, I write unto you fathers because you have known him that is from the beginning. Amen. You have known him. Now you might think tonight, preacher, that's just a strange thought. Well, it may be. But he didn't just write to the fathers. He wrote to the young men and also to the children. He said, I write unto you children because ye have known the Father. So the fathers have known him from the beginning, and the children have known the Father. Brethren, what do you know? Are you in the know? Are you in that, my friend, that the church knows, that God's people know? He talks about it right here in this chapter tonight, my friend, and it's pretty easy. He said, if you keep my commandments, then are you one of mine? Then are you one of mine? And I'm going to tell you something tonight. I really don't think that God keeps anything from his people that really, really want to know. That wants to know. Now you might say, preacher, hey, some things I don't want to know. The truth of it is, they probably a lot of things a whole lot of us don't want to know. I'm honest about it. If you knew some things, my friend, you might act differently, brethren, about the situation. And you might not let the Lord have his way. And brethren, that would be dangerous. It really would. A lot of folks get in trouble because, my friend, that they really would think they know, my friend, when the Lord hadn't told them a thing. Now think about it for just a minute. Even in the days of Jeremiah, there was prophets that prophesied, and they prophesied talking about peace. And he said they prophesied peace, peace. And the Lord himself said, he said, I have not sent them. I have not sent them. Brethren, it ain't everything you hear. Brethren, that's the truth tonight. There's a lot of things that's known. Brethren, it takes the God to reveal it to you. It most certainly does. Takes the Lord tonight. You say, preacher, I can just find out all I need to know. You can't do it without the Spirit of God. Without the unction and without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. This scripture teaches us that. Brethren, he said, we have an unction. My friend, did he not say that? We have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. All things, my friend. There's not anything that's hidden from God's people tonight. You say, preacher, surely they are. Not anything. There's not anything that he don't want to tell you. There's not anything that he don't want to show you. My friend, he showed you how to be redeemed. My friend, but once you get redeemed, he wants to show you how to live. My friend, yes he does. To keep his commandments are not grievous. No, sir. If you know him, if you know him, there's a scripture in the Old Testament that says, then shall we follow on to know if we know him. Then shall we follow on to know if we know him. You say, preacher, what in the world that talking about? It ain't talking about knowing him after a while. Brethren, when you get born again, I believe you know him that saved you tonight. Amen. Don't you? About like the blind man or the man over there that he couldn't see. Could not see. And they was them that was round about and they railed on him. They said, he's a sinner. He's a sinner. They finally got him
cornered over there and they talking about Jesus being a sinner. And he said, I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
He said, whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. He said, but whereas I was blind, he said, now I see. Brother, he knows that.
Amen.
Brethren, these folks, they ain't nothing like telling something that you know. You know that? Nothing. Woo! Like telling, brother, something that you know tonight. And you know it for a fact.
Yes.
Brethren, when you know, he said here that we know. He said, ye fathers, you have known him from the beginning.
Amen.
Are you in the know? Don't you know? Don't you know him?
Amen.
Brethren, I'll be, if you know him, brethren, like I knew him, you'll make my Savior yours this very hour. Ain't that good? Ain't that good? Yes, sir, brethren. It's something to know the Lord. It is. My friend, it makes no difference. My friend, and don't get me wrong. My friend, there's some people and there's probably some places. My friend, that you'd like to see and go. My friend, and you'll have some good memories about that. Brethren, but they ain't anything in this world that'll change your life like knowing Jesus. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. I don't care if you know the president and he's your right-hand man. My friend, brethren, they ain't nothing like knowing Jesus. I just say, preacher, you just preach that because you're a preacher. My friend, I preach that because that's what the Word teaches. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. They asked, did they ask Peter? My friend, and the Lord already told Peter, he said, before that cock crow, he said, you'll deny me three times. My friend, yes, sir, he done it. My friend, he did. I've often said this, and I'll say it again. My friend, brethren, they scorned old Peter for falling in the water over there. My friend, and they talked about Peter, my friend, denying him. My friend, brethren, he is still the closest one to me. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you say, preacher, how can you say that? My friend, one of them come to him and said, you was with them. My friend, he said, I know him not. My friend, ain't that what he said? My friend, another and come by. And he said, I've had nothing to do with him. Yes, sir. My friend, and then the little damsel. My friend got to talking to him and said, I know that thou was with thee. My friend, thy speech betrayeth thee. My friend, yes, sir. And he said, I know him not. My friend, when he said that, the Bible says that Jesus looked at Peter. My friend, brother, hear me. My friend, he was close enough to see him. And when Jesus looked upon him, he ran out. My friend, and wept bitterly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That ain't all about Peter. Peter knowed. Did you know that? Peter knowed, my friend. Brethren, and when the Holy Spirit come, my friend Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost. Yes, sir. You know what he told them? My friend, he told them what he knowed. Hell, glory, hallelujah. My, my. My. It ain't bad to know something. You know that. No, sir. He preached him, brethren, right out of Joel. Did he not? My friend, he said, thee's not drunken as ye suppose. My hell. My seeing, it's but the third hour of the day. My friend, but he said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. My friend, brethren, Peter told him what he knowed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, do you know? Do you know this evening? You know, Paul, my friend, had an opportunity to preach to a lot of people. My friend, and Paul had an opportunity to preach to kings and governors. My friend, and them that was in hierarchy. My friend, and he told one of them, is he Agrippa or Felix one? My friend, brethren, he told him, I believe it's Agrippa, when he talked to him about righteousness, my friend, and judgment, and things to come. My friend, he said, King Agrippa, he said, I know that thou knowest. My friend, he knew that he knew that thou believest, he said. My friend, brethren, he had been around these men. My friend, and he had picked up on some of the things they believed. My friend, but Agrippa had a big fear of the people, more so than he did that of the Lord. Brethren, listen, brethren, it's what you know tonight. My friend, it most certainly is. You know, and I preached one time, and I'll say it right here. My friend, and then I'll move on. You know, it's not what we don't know that really bothers us. My friend, it's what we do know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, when you get down to the bare facts of things, brethren, it ain't what you don't know. It's what you do know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you in? My friend, are you in the know? My friend, does Jesus know you? My friend, they sang a song, said, he knows me. Thank God, the good thing of it is, he knows me. My friend, I know him, but it's better that he knows me. My friend, ain't it for you that he knows us tonight? My friend, do you know? Brethren, he said, I have written unto you fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked. My friend, brother, the young men, he talked about, the fathers, the young men, the children. My friend, now I'm going to ask you something. My friend, who is the children? My friend, the very first verse, brethren, that he talks about, it's according to how he's writing. My friend, to who the children? Yes, sir. My friend, listen, it says in the first chapter, he said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. My friend, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My friend, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My friend, brethren, there's some pretty plain verses in these, little John. My friend, and it's not hard to figure out whose side you're on. Did you know that? Did you know? now, friend, how many folks have you talked to? Friend, I've talked to folks many be the time. Now, friend, and when you get to a lot of times before you ever open your mouth, they begin to say, you know what they say? I know. Now, friend, I know. I know. Now, friend, what are they saying to you? They're telling you that they know, but they're not doing anything about it. Now, friend, brethren, isn't that a shame? Now, friend, I believe these people going to raise their heads in hell. Now, friend, knowing, thank God where they are. You say, preacher, I won't have that. You won't have the book then. My friend, you listen to me. My friend, brethren, it ain't that just we gonna know, but brethren, they gonna know also. Yes, sir. Yes, they are. My friend, yes, the fathers have known him from the beginning. My friend, let me finish this before I get back on that. My friend, the second chapter, first verse, after it says that we make him a liar and his word is not in us, he says, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. My friend, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. My friend, he's the mediator. He's the propitiation. That's what this verse says. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. My friend, there's not another sacrifice been given. My friend, nor ever will be. My friend, that'll take the place of what Jesus has done for me and you. And there's not another mediator. How'd you know that? My friend, there's not another God. Brethren, I know a lot of folks, my friend, don't like that. But the truth of it is, they ain't but one. My friend, one and only. You say, preacher, you believe that? I sure do. My friend, he's been proven too. My friend, he's been put to the test. Yes, sir, he's put to the test years and years and years past and gone. My friend, the Bible says even the children of Israel, when they was in the wilderness, it said that they proved him and they tempted him for 40 years. My friend, 40 years did they prove him and tempt him. My friend, you know what they found out? They found out he was God. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm glad it ain't took me 40 years to find out. My friend, that he's God, and besides him, there's none other. My friend, because there's not. You say, preacher, how can you preach that? Because I know him. Yes, sir, I've been acquainted with him. My friend, yes, sir, I have an unction too, don't you? My friend, these folks, you get to talking about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. My friend, and the unction, and being anointed. My friend, brother, a lot of people leave you. You know that? My friend, I've wondered about that. My friend, but thank God I'm not ashamed. No, sir, I'm not ashamed. My friend, back under the law, they anointed them with oil. My friend, they did. They anointed them with oil. Yes, sir, and you can go and read about it and see how it's made up. My friend, but listen to me. Listen, thank God. I'd rather be anointed by the Spirit, hadn't you? Yes, sir. I thank God that Holy Spirit's the oil that fills my lamp. Whoa. My friend. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Church, there's no reason in this world for us, my friend, to be sad. Did you know that? My friend, our God lives. liveth and reigneth, my friend. Oh, yes, he does. He's very much alive. My friend, on the throne today. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, I have written unto you because you know the not the truth, but because you know it. Ain't that what? Just what about that? My friend, he said, I'm not writing these things because you don't know. My friend, I'm writing these things because you do know. Yes, sir. Do you know him? My friend, are you in the know tonight? My friend, have you got the latest news? My friend, on him. Think about it for just a minute. My friend, brother, and all you'll ever find out of him, my friend, is good. My friend, good. The Tallies sang a song. My friend, and I, when I first heard it, I thought, well, my friend, that's got a good saying in it, and that's about all I got out of it, just to be honest with you. My friend, but brethren, that thing, it seemed like every time I had the radio on or when I was coming home, my friend, brethren, they had sang that song. Yes, sir. But you know what happened one evening? My friend, I was on my way home. Thank God that song changed. It changed in my life. My friend, and thank God I got to singing it with her. And I said, yes, yes, I understand. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. My friend, how would you like to have been there on the day of Pentecost? My friend, they wasn't but 120. My friend, in the upper room. Yes, sir. My friend, but thank God that 120 found out something. My friend, they got something they never had had. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, glory. Glory. My friend, I'm just going to be honest with you. My friend, brethren, there's a world that needs what happened. My friend, on the day of Pentecost. My friend, and it could happen. My friend, it could. There's nothing in this world. My friend, brethren, that God can't do. All he needs is some believers. Do you know that? Yes, sir. He ain't saved the first unbeliever yet. I just say, preacher, I'd back up. My friend, brother, I used to be an unbeliever, but thank God when I believed, I got saved. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brother, we just say, preacher, he saved an unbeliever. No, he saved a believer. Thank God he still don't operate in unbelief. My friend, no, he don't. Thank God. Thank God. Do you know? Are you in the know? What do you want to know? Yes, sir. My friend, years ago, my friend, we was fixing to have revival. My friend, the church I was a member of. My friend, and the pastor got up one Sunday morning, and there's several people had already asked him. My friend, and he made this statement. Yes, he did. My friend, he got up and he said, they've been several asked about who's going to help in revival. My friend, he said, if you really want to know, he said, you can find out. Yes, sir. My friend, he never did tell us. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something. I found out. My friend, preacher, how'd you find out? My friend, because I wanted to know. My friend, I had a desire to know. My friend, and I'm just going to tell you, my pastor didn't tell me. No, sirree. Brethren, but I got the answer. My friend, don't you know when you get the answer? my friend, I guarantee you that. Hey, my friend, it might not be what you're looking for, but thank God you know it's the answer. Hey, yes, you do. Hey, yes, you do. What do you know? Hey, now, who do you know? Hey, my friend, it has all to do with who you know. How'd you know that? And there's a lot of things in this world today. And my friend, brethren, got a little, it's got somewhat to do with who you know. Oh, why, preacher, are you crazy? Not a bit. My friend, brother, not a bit. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. Yes, I am. Now, these folks that run around all the time, they say, well, I really don't know. My friend, I really don't know what the Lord have me do. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. In my definition of things, my friend, that bucket won't hold water. No, sirree. My friend, you do know, and that's what's bothering you. My friend, it's not what you don't know. My friend, brethren, it's what you do know. My friend, now can I say this, and it's who you know. Yes, sir, and it's who you know. How, why, preacher? You talk like the Lord just give us anything. My friend, I believe he will. My friend, he'll give it in his time, though, folks. My friend, it won't be in our time. No, sirree. I had something, my friend, that I just couldn't figure out. My friend, I'd run across Scripture, and I still do. My friend, and I run across Scripture right now. Sometimes it just looks like it don't fit right there. My friend, just out of the blue, you'll read a verse, and it has nothing to do with what's going on before or after. My friend, but anyway, I had this verse that just bothered me. My friend, and it bothered me, and it bothered me. My friend, I'm talking about, I didn't just get in the book, my friend, and just dig and dig and dig and try to find. My friend, I just dug and tried to find. That's all I did. My friend, but it didn't bother me. My friend, it didn't bother me day and night. My friend, it was just a scripture that was there. My friend, and I could not figure it out. My friend, I just couldn't find anywhere or anything, my friend, that it fit that. No, sir. And I would be afraid to say, wouldn't be afraid to say. My friend, I went 7-8 years. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, preacher, that's an awful long time. My friend, well, I think so, too. My friend, but the truth of it is, he never did show me. He never did open it up. My friend, I'd read and studied and this and that and another. My friend, one Sunday morning, I was preaching a message. Yes, sir, had nothing to do with this scripture, by the way. My friend, had nothing in this world. Wasn't even thinking about that scripture. My friend, but brethren, in the message that I was preaching, how the Lord showed me just like that what that verse meant. My friend, and I thought, man, how did I overlook it? My friend, how could I not see that? My friend, how could I not know that? My friend, but brethren, he just told me real simple. My friend, he said, you don't know everything. My, yes, sir, you just don't know everything. My friend, thank you, Lord. My friend, thank you, Lord. I asked another preacher about a year or two after that. My friend, we was talking one night, and I asked him, I said, have you ever run across my friend this? And I said, have you ever thought about what he's talking about? And he said, no. And he said, I don't know that I've ever looked into it very much. My friend, I said, just look into it, see what you come up with. My friend, I don't think it's a month. It might have been a month and a half. My friend, about a month later, he called me. My friend, he started rattling off some stuff, and I said, well, how'd you get that so quick? He said, you know, he said, now I hadn't thought about that scripture. He said, but I thought about the other scripture. My friend, he said, I didn't know where it come from. My friend, so it worked both ways. And now, friend, it's what you know tonight. It most certainly is. And now, friend, I know we sang a song, they sang a song, as a group sings a song. And now, friend, I know I'm saved. You know, you can make it pretty good in this world with the Lord helping you if you know you're saved. If you know you're saved. If you know things are right between you and Him. And to be born again, they got to be right. Do you know that? They got to be right. I don't believe you can live in out in left field, my friend. I really don't. Hey, son, you're going to be one miserable person if you know. You hear me?
Yeah.
If you know. These folks that tries a lot of different things, and they try a lot of different ways, and these people that searches, I guess, in different ways, and I probably don't know as much as I could know, but I'm going to say this. I know what I know. Did you know that? I know what I know. I don't have to call anybody.
Amen.
Huh? I don't have to call anybody and say, now what was that you said? Huh? What was that you said that scripture meant? Huh? Preacher, you ought not be that way. Why not? Why not? Why not get it from the source? You say, preacher, I ain't got the time. The truth of it is, it's all you got. I'll hush. Good to be here. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. Now think about that. I didn't get into all that. Didn't really mean to, not going to. But you think about that. And I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. Ye have known the Father. I'm going to say this. Sometimes all we need to know is the Father.
Amen.
Yes, sir. There's times. I don't expect children to know what a lot of grown-ups know. Do you? I don't believe the Lord expects them. Don't believe He expects it out of them. Seems like we're raising smarter children these days because they know too much. Mostly of the wrong things. But they can know of the right thing. The good thing. He wrote this scripture. He said, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. When you get down to the facts of the matter, my friend, it's whether or not you're in Him or not. Whether you know Him. If you know Him, you're in Him. If you know Him, you know the Father. Because He said, I and the Father are one. Yes, sir. Good to be here. Hope you got something out of the message. I really do. Truth be known, had a little more than I figured it did, but I'm glad it works that way sometimes. Lord, don't show you everything.
there's it's just good to know the Lord. It's good to know Him. And it's good to know that He knows you. I mean, it is. It's good to be known. It is. It most certainly is. More faith, anybody got anything you need to say or do?